This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 26th of June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The evening is warm across Israel, with Tel Aviv enjoying a mild night breeze, while Jerusalem remains pleasantly cool. A perfect evening to step outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that the USA has brought Israel and Lebanon back to the negotiation table to aim for an end to the cycle of violence, as mentioned just 36 minutes ago. Also, Times of Israel says that earlier today, four IDF soldiers were injured in a clash with a Hezbollah gunman in Lebanon, adding tension ahead of continued talks. Also this hour, according to Axios, a framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon is expected to be signed, marking a potential breakthrough. Separately, the Jerusalem Post highlights a cultural collaboration where an Israeli drag queen and an exiled Iranian singer send a message of freedom amid ongoing negotiations. And finally, Israel Hayom reports that Oman has warned about new fees for ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz as tensions rise with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English, a prominent Israeli news outlet, posted 17 minutes ago that Yechiel Leiter expressed optimism, saying hard work has put the peace train back on track between Israel and Lebanon. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, noted 19 minutes ago that today marks a step towards peace between Israel and Lebanon, with efforts aimed at ensuring both countries' security. Ziad Asali, a medical doctor, commented 21 minutes ago on a recent Haaretz article highlighting Netanyahu's stance on maintaining Israel's security in southern Lebanon. Now for more on those stories, starting with the negotiations. Walla reports that the U.S. State Department has facilitated renewed talks between Israel and Lebanon. The aim is to break the cycle of violence that has plagued the region. This diplomatic effort comes amidst ongoing tensions, yet it represents a hopeful path forward for both nations. Turning to the incident in Lebanon, earlier today, Times of Israel detailed that a Hezbollah gunman injured four IDF soldiers, one moderately and three lightly, by throwing a grenade. This clash precedes further talks and highlights the volatile situation on the ground. It underscores the fragility of the peace efforts currently underway. Meanwhile, Axios highlights a significant development with Israel and Lebanon poised to sign a framework agreement. This is seen as a breakthrough, yet its long-term impact remains uncertain. This step is crucial in potentially reshaping regional dynamics and fostering stability. On the cultural front, the Jerusalem Post shares a unique collaboration. An Israeli drag queen and an exiled Iranian singer have joined forces in a call for freedom through music. This artistic endeavor reflects broader regional aspirations for liberty and inclusivity amid political negotiations. Finally, from Israel Hayom, we learn about Oman's potential new fees for ships in the Strait of Hormuz, which could escalate tensions. This follows Trump's criticism of Iran's actions. The economic implications could affect global trade routes and regional relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Avna Stepak, chairman of Meitav, has warned that enthusiasm around the SpaceX IPO is creating a bubble driven by retail investors and AI hype. This points to potential market instability. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights the Sheikht Tower in Tirat Carmel, an emerging business district in northern Israel. The project aims to redefine the work environment with innovative designs, attracting new business ventures. And finally, Yainet Business reiterates concerns about the SpaceX IPO bubble. Avner Stepak of Meitav cautions that its current valuation could pose risks to market stability, emphasizing the need for investor caution. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.